welcomed the assistance for business and the general cost of living measures which were announced in the budget 2023. But I suppose the key here is the timely delivery of these elements, and that's critical in this. And I suppose going forward and pre-budget or submissions, that the principal concerns that Sligo Chamber and the business community here were on the budget were energy, housing and talent. So, you know, we welcome a number of the measures that were introduced. I suppose the policies such as the temporary business energy support scheme is likely to be useful for businesses. However, we're still awaiting the clarity on delivery qualifying criteria of this. And also, like, we would welcome the renewed commitment to the Rainy Day Fund of $6 billion, which is over a 15-month period, and the commitment to developing our natural renewable energy resources, especially in the Northwest.
Was there anything in the budget that you would have liked to have seen included for the year ahead that may help local businesses here in Sligo and elsewhere?
Well, I suppose the VAT rate, especially for hospitality, to remain at 9% is welcome. You know, however, I think that's probably going to be reviewed in 2023. I think it's in March. You know, again, there needs to be more clarity around that. And I suppose the other part of it, when we were talking about housing, so the focus is on social housing, which is important. But I think the actions of the Department of Housing needs to be directed towards financing direct build to ensure that the ordinary buyers do not find themselves competing with state bodies in an open market when they are trying to buy new houses, you know. So the vacant home levy is useful, but not sufficient in itself to alter incentives.